Hey, John. Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. If you're ready to start, I think we can proceed.
You bet. And Nicole is there in person?
Yes, she's here.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we're going to call the meeting of the Alaska Redistricting Board to order. It's April 2nd at 2 p.m. Mr. Executive Director, if you could please call the roll to establish quorum as present.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Member Bromeo?
Here.
Member Markham?
Here.
Member Benke?
I'm here.
And Member Binkley?
I'm here.
Okay, we have four members present, and it's 10-4, we have a quorum.
Okay, we might also mention that Member Simpson, due to a death in the family, was not able to participate today, and we've excused his absence here, but does plan to be here on Monday when we resume. What I would like to do is, since I'm not able to be on video conference, would like to turn it over to Member Bromeo, who's there in the meeting, to chair the meeting, if you would, Member Bromeo.
Happy to, John. Thank you. I'd like to ask those online, if you're not speaking, to please mute your phone. We are getting a lot of background noise here, and we're going to have a review of the Supreme Court decision from the board's attorney coming up, and I'm sure everyone is going to want to be able to hear that loud and clear. So moving on to agenda item number 2 is the adoption of the agenda. I'd like to entertain a motion in a second.
So moved to adopt the agenda.
Madam Chairwoman, I second. And Peter, I have a request for you. Are you able to pull up the documents that we're reviewing onto the screen as we review them, like the agenda?
I may be able to do that. Yeah, let me take a moment to shift gears, but yes, I think I can do that.
Okay, while Peter's doing that, there's a motion and a second to adopt the agenda. Is there any opposition? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Agenda item number 3 is the adoption of minutes from February 16th, 2022. I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to adopt those as well.
Madam Chair, I would move for adoption of the minutes as presented.
Thank you. Second?
Seconded.
Oh, okay.
I believe that was Melanie. So a motion and a second to adopt the February 16th minutes. Any objection? Hearing none, those are also unanimously adopted. Item 4.
Madam Chair, that was Bethany who seconded.
Oh, that was Bethany. Thank you for that correction. We'll go ahead and make sure that that's noted. Agenda item number 4, we're cruising right along here, is public testimony. The Redistricting Board has been faithful about opening our meeting.
I think we're back.
Okay, we're back. Mr. Zuckerberg is having a barbecue, and we are here in Anchorage, Alaska, ready to take public testimony on the Alaska Redistricting Board's maps and Senate hearing. So we'd like to open the floor right now to public testimony. We do have a number of Alaskans in the room and online. We have 14 individuals online, I see here. So I think what we'll do in the interest of time is just get straight to it, and we'll go to the folks online if that's okay with those in the room. We're going to start first with Anna.
I got that this time.
Okay, Anna Brawley. Johan, if we can unmute Anna, we'll take her public testimony first.
Yes, Chair, can you hear me?
We can. Good morning, or good afternoon, Anna.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Anna Brawley, and I'm an Anchorage resident and specifically in the neighborhood of Turnagain. So I'm calling today just to, so I understand that the court rulings had to do with East Anchorage and not our area in West Anchorage, but I was just calling in to provide testimony that if you are considering changing any of the pairing of the House districts to Senate districts, that I would support pairing House districts 14 and 16 together instead of what's being proposed or has already been done. And the reason is because in West Anchorage and Midtown, there is a fair amount of continuity. We have a residential area. We also have the airport on the far west side. And then we have the connection of Northern Lights Boulevard, which is kind of transitions from residential into commercial in Midtown. So, you know, me and Turnigan and folks in Sennard, you know, we are very similar neighborhoods. I actually live in the part of Turnigan that people think is Sennard usually, and just a lot of established neighborhoods, similar interests, and then a lot of, you know, a lot of folks use the Midtown Northern Lights commercial area all the way to Rogers Park for our shopping and other needs. So anyway, so just encouraging that if you are considering other pairings, you pair House District 14 and 16 together. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. We appreciate your time today. Next in the queue is Casey Kasor. Casey from Fairbanks.
Hi, thank you for hearing testimony today. My name is Casey Kasor, and I'm calling in representing myself. I have to say I'm not at all surprised by the Alaska Supreme Court decision overturning your gerrymandered map, since myself and so many other Alaskans called in so many times, waited hours and hours on hold to testify, and specifically identified the areas that would be unconstitutional, and you ignored public input for partisan maps that were, indeed, unconstitutional. I'm also a little dismayed that you're hearing new public testimony now rather than simply looking at that enormous body of testimony that you already have but decided to ignore last year. But since we are here, I'll urge you to act immediately to wrap up this confusing process by adopting a map that has already been vetted through the whole public process, which would mean adopting the Senate pairings that were proposed by Board Member Melanie Bonkey. In conclusion, I'd really love to see redistricting wrapped up quickly and constitutionally this time so that we can focus on navigating the upcoming special election and our first election cycle with ranked choice voting.
Thank you very much, Casey. Next in the queue is Senator Begich.
I'm not on to testify. I'm just here to listen.
Oh, you're just here to listen. Thank you, Senator. Nikki Eisen from Esther.
Me?
Good afternoon, Nikki.
Hi. Okay, Nikki Eisman calling in from Esther. And just like Casey, I too am urging the board to adopt the Senate pairings suggested by Member Melanie Bankey. And yes, would love to get the process done as soon as possible. As a Fairbanksan, I also wanted to speak once again about the error of including residents of Goldstream Valley in its current district, which is largely rural. Residents of Goldstream are largely urban in nature and definitely drive to work to Fairbanks every day. They work and play in Fairbanks, and any other characterization of that is false. All testimony regarding Goldstream Valley supported inclusion of Goldstream Valley residents into a Fairbanks district, and it was particularly galling to me to see the chairman, who is from Fairbanks, suggest otherwise, because he was the Fairbanks expert, and so everybody looked to him and seemed to really ignore all the testimony which talked about Fairbanks being part of Goldstream Valley being part of the university community, being part of the Fairbanks community. Given the focus on public testimony in this whole redistricting process, I want to take a moment to just revisit the evening at the Carlson Center when there was testimony. And I'm bringing this up now because I always think there's the possibility to do something better in the future. I went in, I was planning to testify, and I watched person after person being what I'm going to call grilled. You know, when you testify, you're giving your opinion and you're stating why it's important to you, but you're not there to allow the chair to make a point, to be the expert. You're there just to state your opinion. And after watching three or four people being what in felt like very intimidating situation by the questions they were asked by the chair, I decided not to testify. So I just want to say that to speak to the importance of accepting testimony for what it is and not using the chair, the voice of the chair, to try and turn it into something other than testimony. So thank you for hearing me.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Nikki. Also up from Fairbanks next is Luke Hopkins.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me? I'm Luke Hopkins.
We can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press *6 to unmute.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Luke. Go ahead, please. Okay, there seems to be a little bit of technical difficulty with Luke. So what we'll do is we'll move on next to Carolyn Quist in Anchorage, and then we'll see if we can get the problem with Luke figured out. Carolyn?
Am I there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Luke? Luke, can you hear me? Sorry, I had to. Too easy.
Can you hear me?
You cannot hear me. Luke, Johan, can you cut Luke and we'll go to Carolyn and then Peter will try and get a hold of Luke. Carolyn? Carolyn Quist?
Can you hear me? This is Carolyn.
We can hear you. Can you hear
us? Okay, good. I can hear Luke, by the way. yeah, that was pretty confusing. So I live in District 21, the new District 21, which is bordering to District 20J. It's bordering to District 19J, and it's bordering to District 12F. And we actually used to have the Basher people in our district, but they are now in 9E. And you have us grouped up with 22K, and I'm looking at map number one, and I can't even see a population area next to our district because it is all on the base, and there's no way to get from our district to Eagle River without going through two other districts. I just thought I'd point that out. It is not contiguous. It is not socially economic the same at all. I heard something about shopping. There is no shopping in South Muldoon. They don't already have an Eagle River. So there's absolutely no connection between our district and Eagle River. So I'd like to point that out. And I also believe that Melanie Bonnke had a nice plan, and I would support that. So I don't know if you have any questions for me, but I am very aware of how difficult it was to have our district end last session, which went all the way down past Girdwood to Portage, and from my house in East Anchorage to have to drive all the way down Girdwood was as far as I ever went down to meet people in my own Senate district. That was quite the trip, and totally had to go through two other districts to get there. So this should not happen, and I wanted to point that out, that the districts need to be contiguous as far as transportation, as well as the land going through the base to touch our land. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. We're going to go ahead and stand at ease. We understand that there is no sound being broadcast over the Zoom for those that are online right now. So if everyone can just hang tight while we try and figure this out.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press *6 to unmute. Your host is exiting the conference.
They can't hear us.
Now it could work.
Okay, we're going to try this again.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you back into the meeting.
Okay, thanks, Anaya. Melanie, I see you on screen. Can you hear us yet? Not yet.
Peter and Nicole, can you hear me? This is Melanie.
The conference.
Okay, we just tried to reconnect through Juno.
Testing. Hello. Can someone from Zoom talk to me really quick? Any of the board members?
Nicole and Matt, Peter, can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay, we got it.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi, can you hear us, Melanie?
Yes, Peter, I can hear you.
Okay.
Seems somebody's hacking.
I think we might be back in business. All right.
Okay, we are back on the record. It is 2:25. We're going to ask those members on the telephone line. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to please adhere to the 2-minute public testimony limit, if nothing else, just so we can get all of your input on record before anything else happens. So we're going to go back to Fairbanks to Luke Hopkins. Luke, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Please proceed.
Oh, thank you. Just bear with me a moment. I'm going to mute just for a moment. Thank you again. My name is Luke Hopkins, resident of the Fairbanks North Star Borough for 55 years, and in the current District 4. I have testified before, and I'm quite disappointed in the amount of public testimony that was given for certain actions for the redistricting areas in the Fairbanks North Star Borough and around the associated geographical areas. And I hope I'm going to speak to these same issues. So I've watched as this District 4 change shape through the past redistricting actions. In the last decade, the board's decision to put the western area of the Fairbanks North Star Borough all the way out to almost western coast of Alaska as previous District 38. And as the Fairbanks North Star Borough at that time, of the last redistricting process, which I was the mayor, I know there were objections to those board decisions on District 38 boundaries, and we participated in court actions that found those boundaries did not meet the constitutional requirements that the district be contiguous, compact, and contain relatively integrated socioeconomic areas. So today, I still object to the board's repeated actions that places Goldstream population of the Fairbanks North Star Borough in a non-contiguous, non-compact, and very limited to or no integration of socioeconomic relationships with the 45 other Alaskan communities in what is now proposed to be House District 36. I've raised these issues in my previous testimony as to where the vast majority of Goldstream residents report back to local government and where that is, where our schools are, where our libraries and our churches are. And while over the past many years in Goldstream has been contiguous with the Fairbanks North Star Borough area, now if I do visit other communities in the current HD 36 that's being proposed, many of which I can only reach by plane. So following the recent Alaska Supreme Court decision that calls for the removing of District 36 Cantwell appendage, I hope this time around the board can arrive at a redistricting configuration for District 36 for the Fairbanks area that avoids the problems I've addressed again here today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Moving on to Elise Gutenberg from Fairbanks. Elise?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Hi, well, thanks. My name is Elise Gutenberg, and I'm representing myself. And thanks for the opportunity. And my primary concern is with Fairbanks and Goldstream in the new District 36. And you're including this suburban neighborhood with deep ties to Fairbanks in a rural district, as some of the previous speakers just said. I've lived here for nearly 50 years, and I moved here specifically to attend the university as a freshman. The university is a short, like 10-minute drive from my home and hundreds of my neighbors' homes. The people who live in Goldstream, we work at the university, we work in the city, and we work in the borough of Fairbanks. We raise our families here, we attend school here, we shop there. Most important, we vote here for local and statewide government. The Supreme Court was correct to call you out on the, and I'm going to call it, illegally gerrymandered Senate pairings in Eagle River and Anchorage, and that is what the Supreme Court also called it, and that little Cantwell appendage that, with no justification, created a non-compact district in direct opposition to our Constitution. And I thank the Supreme Court for that decision. I also understand you were directed not only to take care of the Senate pairings, but that little finger of Cantwell that brings District 36 into line with the Constitution. And that's what your emphasis in the work in front of you today is going to be. But I live here, and even if they did not mention Goldstream, I care deeply about the representation we're all supposed to have in Juneau. And it's important to me to put it on the public record yet again. I've written to you at least twice on this subject. I've appeared in public, and as have many, many of our neighbors, and our testimony, and I'll say it again because it's been said, has been disregarded. And I want to put it on the record that, like Cantwell, Goldstream was gerrymandered. It's not socioeconomically integrated with the rural voters in the new 36 where we were placed, and I think it's to serve particular partisan interests. Without Cantwell, District 36 might be compact. We do share a border. It might be contiguous. But it is certainly, Goldstream is certainly not socioeconomically aligned. I also want to say that while there was a number of public testimony over, you know, the past few months, you would have heard even more. But when it came to that meeting in the Carlton Center that I believe one of the speakers earlier just referred to, other people would have spoken more. But we felt that the continued debating that the chair, Mr. Binkley, put people through really turned people off, and they did not speak out because they were questioned about their understanding, their motives were put on public display, and it was inappropriate at the time, and it's been inappropriate on many calls till now. I hope you'll adopt a map that's already been through the public process and that meets the constitutional requirements. But I mostly hope that in the future, our state can find a better method to build a truly nonpartisan map than this very partisan method. And I know that it's possible. So thank you for allowing me to speak. That's all.
Thank you, Elise, and appreciate your time today. The final testifier online from Fairbanks is Bernie Hoffman. Bernie?
All right. Good afternoon. This is Bernie Hoffman from Fairbanks. Can you hear me?
We can.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity to testify about the Alaska Redistricting Board's proposed maps. I, like a few of the other people that just testified, I'm calling to testify against the inclusion of the Goldstream area into the rural district area that is proposed. And this area is being treated just like the Cantwell area situation, and from what I understand, you know, the Supreme Court has made some rulings about this not being done properly. I don't know all the language that's involved in this, but I just know that it does not seem right, does not seem fair, and I would ask the board to please think about Goldstream, and also and I take the recommendations of the board member Benke, and try to come up with, you know, the new pairings, okay? And if you could do it as quickly as possible, that would be great so we can get things rolling with this new election, this new type of election that we're going to be doing. All right. And once again, thank you for your time, and I will conclude. Have a great one. Take care.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, ma'am.
Down to Girdwood, Mike Eddington. Mike, you're next.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. My name is Mike Edgington. I'm both a resident of Girdwood and an elected official for my community. The 2021 proclamation placed Girdwood, Whittier, our neighbor to the east, and other Turnagain Arm communities together in House District 9. And firstly, I'd like to thank you for creating a coherent District 9. But today I want to speak to the Senate pairings and what's really the first opportunity to discuss them in a public hearing. As you consider the Superior and Supreme Court rulings about Senate District K and the potential ripple effects on other Anchorage Senate districts, I'd like to speak from my perspective from the southern part of Anchorage. Like many others, I followed the series of November redistricting board meetings closely. During the latter part of the November the 8th meeting, a set of Anchorage district pairings was suggested by board member Banky, discussed at some length, and appeared to have consensus support. That proposal paired House District 9, which I'm in, and 11, the southeastern part of Anchorage and Turnagain Arm together. I discussed that pairing with many others in my community that evening, and it had widespread support locally. So I was extremely surprised the following morning to see an entirely new set of pairings voted in with no discussion by three members of the board. The outcome of that confusing presentation and vote was the House District 9, a relatively rural district with many gravel roads and limited infrastructure, was paired with House District 10, the mostly fully developed suburban areas of Ocean Shore, Ocean View, and Bayshore in Anchorage. I strongly recommend that the more natural and preferential pairing is between House Districts 9 and 11, immediately to the north. This will produce a more natural combination of the Rabbit Creek, Bear Valley, Glen Alps, and southern parts of the hillside communities with Turlingham Arm and Goodwood Whittier. I'd also like to preemptively state strong opposition to any attempt to pair House District 9, Turlingham Arm, with Eagle River's House District 22. In no practical sense are these districts contiguous, being split by the width of the unpopulated Chugach Mountains and requiring a drive through eight other House districts to get from one set of communities to the other. So to summarize, House District 22 and 24 belong together as a Senate district for Eagle River, as do House Districts 9 and 11 for South Anchorage, Turnagain, Arm, and Whittier. Settling on those Senate pairings for the north and the south of Anchorage then allows the original Senate pairings proposed by Board Member Banky, which I think makes perfect natural sense. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike. From Anchorage next is David Guttenberg. David, can you hear us?
Hello?
Oh, I guess, sorry, it just changed to Fairbanks. I was wondering about that. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, thank you, and thank God for modern technology. It gives us a joke every once in a while. So I want to testify on my behalf, and I want to bring up an issue that came up before in hearings and today. I'm David Guttenberg. I served 16 years in the legislature in the 2012 redistricting. They put Gulfstream into a giant rural district that went from Gulfstream out to the coast. That was declared unconstitutional, and that had changed. And I served one term with that district where it was changed. Now the board has placed Gulfstream in a wide-ranging interior district, contrary to the resolution that was adopted by the Fairbanks North Star Rural Assembly that I sit on now, but I didn't sit on when this resolution was passed. And the board, the resolution was misrepresented to the board, and I just want to give you one of the whereases. And some draft plans contain borough districts which combine geographical areas of the borough that are not reachable without crossing district boundaries and will require driving through three other districts to reach another part of the district. That's what you've done to Gulfstream. Gulfstream is not rural, part of urban Alaska. It has a strong affinity for it, but it is not part of it. And it was represented both as what the district was and what Gulfstream was and what the Fairbanks North Star Borough resolution said. And I urge you to fix this problem. It's not that hard. You don't have to create a domino effect and go around the state. You can just do it in the interior. And I urge you to fix that that mistake that you did. I just want to say one other thing, and this is my opinion about what the Supreme Court did. I think the Supreme Court gave you an out. I don't think that they wanted to have a problem like they had in 2012, where there was a one session unconstitutional district, and I think they gave you. I don't think they wanted to do that, and I think they gave they settled for something for a map that I don't think serves the people of the state of Alaska. I just want to urge you again to fix Gulfstream. It's not part of the giant rural interior district. All of the roads from Gulfstream lead in right past the university. It's very much of a university district. The Gulfstream community, according to the Department of Labor, has the highest education level in the state for communities over, I think it's about 20. And that's because the university, it's in many ways, it's a breakfast community for the university and doesn't have that much in common with the rest of the district. So I appreciate your time, and thank you.
Well, Okay, thank you very much, David. Wrapping up the online testimony, we have a caller from Anchorage, Jamie Rodriguez. Jamie?
Hi, can you hear me all right?
We can.
Okay, thank you. My name is Jamie Rodriguez, and I'm testifying from Anchorage, as you said, about the Anchorage Senate pairings because I believe in fair maps and honest work on behalf of all Alaskans. So no matter what the political affiliations, the maps should be good for everybody. I strongly support going back to the second to the last Senate pairings. Those are the pairings presented by Ms. Banky. And these pairings have already been considered on the record. They consider all of our public testimony, which I'm kind of hearing all repeated here today. They don't change the underlying deviation of the districts. They uphold that one person, one vote idea. And they're the most common sense geographic and socioeconomic pairings. They keep Muldoon together, they keep West Anchorage together, or they will when it gets changed back, and Eagle River together. And if we get to go back, then our hillside areas will also be together. And as one of the previous callers said, it makes so much more sense. We have so much in common that would be really nice to have that representation together. Anyway, the Banky pairings make the absolute most sense, and they follow the law. They're not illegal. The redistricting board needs now, at this point, after waiting so long, needs to act immediately to comply with the court's requirements to make our maps legal and to minimize time and cost. Cost is an issue here in Alaska. And the confusion that's going to result if this process is dragged out any longer. It's in the public interest to adopt legal maps with final Senate pairings that check every single box as outlined in the law. And the Banky pairings do exactly that. They were gone through. Every single choice that was made was explained. It all is just as it should be. As public officials, the redistricting board really has a sacred obligation to the public to resolve this quickly, to fairly and lawfully. Please, no more delays, no more games. Just abide by the law, and we can get this done quickly and properly. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. That concludes our online testimony. We do have a number of individuals in the room here in Anchorage that want to testify. I do see that George Martinez just popped up right now, but we are going to transition to Anchorage in-person testimony. We'll start first with Karen Williams. Next will be Rich Kirtner, Kay Brown. And then about halfway through this list, there are 14, we'll switch back to the folks on the phone who continue to call in. So Karen Williams, Rich Kirtner, Kay Brown, Denny Wells, Yaro Silvers, those will be the first five. If you can be on deck when the person in front of you is done, that'll make things move a little bit quicker here. Hi, Karen. Please put yourself on the record. Name, if you're testifying on behalf of someone or just yourself. And, okay, thank you.
Hi, thanks for this opportunity. I'm Karen Williams, and I've lived in Anchorage for 36 years, specifically on the east side, the best side, for the last 13 years in the scenic foothills neighborhood. My family and I love the east side. It is, like I said, the best side, and this area is a unique part of our city. I did not testify before, but after what happened, I felt compelled to come in today to say something. This side of our city contains the most diverse neighborhoods and schools in the country. I taught at East High for a long time, Bill Thunderbirds, and we are diverse. By pairing our neighborhood's East Anchorage District with the South Anchorage or Eagle River District is simply unfair, and that would be denying our diverse communities our right to be fairly represented. We're a distinct neighborhood, and we have significantly different needs than South Anchorage or Eagle River, and we deserve to be able to elect a senator who understands those needs of our community. So I'm asking you to quickly act to adopt the Senate pairings proposed by Melanie Banky. Thank you. And those were obviously supported heavily by public testimony and truly honors the one person, one vote principle. It's fair. And I hope that you would adopt that. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. I hope the East Side is recovering from that heartbreaking loss in the state finals. Rich? And Kay Brown, you're next. Vince Denny Wells.
Hello, my name is Rich Kirtner. I'm here, I'm an Anchorage resident, and here on behalf of the Alaska Black Caucus. The Alaska Black Caucus supports the appearance of House District 20 North Muldoon and House District 21 South Muldoon and Senate District K. I think when we last were here for testimony before the weekend, that where things changed, this was the parent, the Monkey parents, and we think that given the Supreme Court decision, this is the simplest and best solution to address that opinion, and that it should be done as soon as possible. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Rich. We appreciate your time today. Kay Brown?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Kay Brown. I'm representing myself. And I want to encourage the board to follow the court's direction as expeditiously as possible and not open a new round of controversy and consideration. I think what the court has suggested and directed is very straightforward and can be done very expeditiously, and that you should base that decision on the extensive record that's already been put together and the Senate hearings that were discussed in the record, and that make very good sense. I do support the Banky pairings. They are logical. They are socioeconomically integrated, and they have already been aired and discussed. Procedurally, how is this going to work if next week there is yet another new configuration that no one has seen? And where will the opportunities be for consideration of that? So I just commend this process, which has already drug on and on, that we need to wrap this up, because it's quite difficult for people who are considering running for office, for all the people involved with the elections, when we don't know where the districts are. And, of course, the clock is ticking, and we're getting quite close to the filing deadline. And there's still a lot of uncertainty out there because of what has happened here with our redistricting process. So I know in past redistrictings, the board has not always followed the court direction, but I urge you to do that and just make a simple and straightforward solution, which I think is right before you in both of the instances that have been directed to be addressed. And thank you for hearing my comments today.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Danielle, Yarrow Silver, Chris Strum. We'll follow.
Hello, my name is Benny Wells. I'm here in Anchorage and here representing myself. I'm born here in Anchorage, grew up in Fairbanks, have worked in Denali, and lived here in Anchorage now for 23 years now. And when I first looked at the map, the things that jumped out to me were the Gulfstream pairing that's been discussed at Gulfstream Fairbanks, which was kind of mind-boggling. And the Cantwell finger, which the court called out, and the Senate hearings in Anchorage, and in particular the Senate hearings of Eagle River and Muldoon. Recently, I also participated in helping to draft the maps for the Anchorage Municipal Assembly reapportionment, and so I understand the final map that they adopted was an amended version of a map that I drew. And I understand from having done that how difficult it is to balance populations, to use the census tracts that are insane shapes in crazy places. It's really, really hard. And I really, really appreciate the work you guys have done. And I definitely came away from my work realizing that there are probably dozens of rational, coherent ways that you could draft the maps. And all of them will have some compromise somewhere, and I really appreciate that. And I feel like I might quibble somewhere about some detail somewhere in the map the House districts within Anchorage, but I feel like they're pretty rational. But the Senate pairings really are not. And not only is it the Eagle River pairing, but also the pairing of North Muldoon with UMed, and there's just several others that really aren't very rational. And I would encourage you to use the pairings that Melanie Banky put forward. They're very consistent with the testimony that we heard in reapportioning the Anchorage Municipal Assembly District. There were maps early in our process that included some pairing of Eagle River with Hillside, and there were mountains of public testimony from both Eagle River and from Hillside and from East Anchorage, saying, please don't pair us. We don't, like, mutually all around, that we don't belong together. Hillside really wanted to be together. Pairing 9 and 11 makes a lot of sense. We had a request from the Spinard Community Council to stay together that we were not in the end able to honor in the Anchorage map. But pairing District 14 and 16 would be a great way to honor that in the state Senate. Keeping Southport together with 15 and 10, there are instances all over in the Melanie Banky pairings, keeping downtown together, Muldoon together, that are just very, very consistent with the testimony that we heard in reapportioning Anchorage. And I would encourage you to adopt the Senate pairings and to follow the Supreme Court's directions elsewhere in the state as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Denny. From one mapper to another, appreciate your time in the Anchorage redistricting process too. Yarrow Silvers, Chris Strom, Camus Oxford, and then we'll go to our online testifiers at that point.
Hi. My name is Yarrow Silvers. It's not too late to place the Alaskan people and one person, one vote principles above partisan maneuvering. Please redo the Senate pairings without delay so that Alaskans can vote using a fully constitutional map for the full 10 years, thus avoiding the confusion and disenfranchisement that a constantly changing map creates. Considering how past maps have changed over several elections, this would be an amazing accomplishment for the board and something to be proud of. I want to advocate for the adoption of the pairings that Melanie Banky put forward during the redistricting process as necessary to fix the constitutional errors. These pairings have been introduced to the public and enjoyed broad support because of the way they respect communities instead of breaking them apart for political partisan purposes. Specifically, the four pairings of interest keep Eagle River as one community, Muldoon as one community, connect to the UMed Airport Heights area, and reconnect the north and south side to 4th Avenue downtown. Please develop a system for truncation that is transparent and random. The actions of this board around truncation, voting down a random coin toss while stating that board members didn't know the incumbent information, when at least two members looked at and discussed this information on camera before the series of votes, broke public trust, even amongst those that don't have a full understanding of truncation. Also breaking trust was the actions taken around the South Anchorage pairing, which initially enjoyed board consensus but was inexplicably split apart at the last minute with no discussion or reasoning. It seemed likely that someone looked at political data over the weekend and decided that the new pairing gave a partisan advantage while splitting this community apart. These were egregious actions, and I ask that in fixing the errors, you follow our Alaska State Constitution, which does not allow for politically based mapping. These are people that you silenced with your actions, not tools in a partisan toolbox. The public and the courts have seen and recognized the gerrymander and the truncation fix, both carried out dishonestly and unethically. Still, it is not too late to do the right thing and embrace the positive accomplishments of the board while rejecting the actions taken that were unconstitutional and of questionable ethics. I also just want to say that it would be really nice if the board members that are online turned on their cameras, and thank you, Melanie, I do see you, so that people can see that you are here and not off barbecuing meat with Zuckerberg. Thank you.
Thank you, Yara. Chris Sturm, sorry, Chris.
It's going to be a hard act to follow. My name is John Sturm. I go by Chris, though, and I'm here representing myself. I've been a long time East Anchorage residents, to any bias out there that I might have. But I'm here to basically try and speak to the idea of simplicity, I think, that other people have mentioned, grouping based on community. I feel like those are the relevant data points, really, for us to look at throughout this process here. I'm a behavior analyst. I use science pretty much every day in my work. And I use the idea of parsimony. The simpler solution usually is the better one. If we're looking at the data, the right type of data, it seems as though in this process, for some of the board members, they've looked at political data, as Yarrow mentioned, rather than some of the community data that is important. And as an Eastside member, I feel like that issue around community is much more important than any other kind of political grouping or political game that could come from what's happened so far. I really urge swift and speedy adoption of a new map, not a new map actually, but Melanie Banky's that she has put forward. I don't think there's a need to reinvent the wheel and come up with another one. That would just be a ploy to slow down the process, which I would hate to see the microcosm occur here, which is happening around the United States, which is where this redistricting issue becomes a way to stall the process and to alienate people from their one vote privilege. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sturm. Kenneth Oxford.
Hello, my name is Candace Oxford, and I am representing myself. I am of voting age this fall. I'm a 17-year-old. I was born in Anchorage on the east side and have been a South Muldoon resident my entire life. Like the majority of Muldoon residents, I oppose the redistricting of my community to be paired with an Eagle River district. It takes power away from the community's voice, as Bethany Markham said, to give more representation to Eagle River is flatly undemocratic. If the redistricting committee is more concerned with giving a majority white community with a higher average tax bracket more representation, then there is no way at all that this process is fair to Muldoon residents and my community. This redistricting is gerrymandering, a policy which goes against the foundations of U.S. democracy and our own Alaskan Constitution. This ultimately treats my community as not uniquely important. My community is important. My community deserves equal representation in state government. And I implore you to act immediately to adopt Melanie Banky's maps before this next election. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kenneth. That was very impressive from a 17-year-old, soon to be 18-year-old voter. Please stay engaged in the process. I'm looking forward to seeing what you do for the state of Alaska in the next couple of decades because you're special. Joelle Hall.
Good afternoon, members of the board. My name is Joelle Hall. I'm here representing myself today, although I think you see I'm with friends. I want to thank you for the opportunity to testify. I'd like to echo the remarks made the other day in paper by Mr. Torkelson. This board has produced a map that has largely been successful in meeting the constitutional standard. As it is with every map, not everyone likes the outcome, but the manner which the board approached the House district resulted in a fair map. As you know, we supported the House map and only have issues with the legality of the Senate pairings. Now that the Supreme Court has ruled, you have a chance to do what no board in the last 20 years has been able to do, pass a map that doesn't need to change again for the next 10 years. I think that's even 30 years. I think it's been since the 80s that a board's been able to produce a map that we were able to run on for 10 straight years. This is an important opportunity to remove confusion from an already confusing election cycle and a new electoral system and special election. A quick meeting to repair the four Senate pairings, and you will discharge your duty to the people of Alaska. Of course, you need to take care of the Cantwell finger, but the four Senate pairings are what I'm speaking about mostly today. I want to speak in conjunction with Kay Brown. There is no reason to belabor this process. There is no rationale for introducing any new options into this record and to debate the new options. You have legal maps on the record. You have the Banky map on the record. You have the current House map with simply addressing the four pairings. You have two legal options already addressed, already vetted to the public, and you have the ability to meet the time hack that we need in order to run one election and to get down to business. And I would just urge you to do that.
I just want to take one moment to say, finally, we commented on the record, I commented on the record, as well as inside conversations with many members about our concern about the board's decision to present final maps for public consideration that did not include Senate pairings until the final week of the process. We are grateful to Judge Matthews for calling out this specifically, and note that all the third parties were appropriately asked to present to prepare Senate pairings with their proposals from the get-go. It should have never been the position of this board or any future redistricting board that Senate pairings are optional and a final map. I'm grateful for the judge. If this was somehow unclear and that common sense could not possibly prevail, that that is what is a board map means, I am glad we have definitive action in this iterative process of case law upon case law. This was an this meeting right now, this is an avoidable meeting. We could have had lots of public testimony on the map, and you could have heard a long time ago how people felt about their Senate pairings. So since this was avoidable, since the pairings are unconstitutional, and since it is, well, a few of them are, I urge you to go quickly. I urge you to meet in one of the many meetings you have scheduled for next week to simply meet, correct this error on one of your two existing maps, and let the people of Alaska get down to business of getting ready to elect apparently a whole slew of human beings. We would really appreciate a head start on that. Thanks.
Thank you, Joelle. We're going to return to the phone lines now. We have one caller in the queue, George Martinez.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
Excellent, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you all today. I apologize for not being in person. My name is George Martinez. I'm an Eastside resident, and I also want to identify, I'm speaking on behalf of myself, but I am one of the plaintiffs in the East Anchorage lawsuit, and I wanted to acknowledge that written testimony has been submitted on behalf of myself and the other plaintiffs in the form of written testimony to the board. So I hope that you will take that testimony into consideration as it is very detailed with our request. But I wanted to just highlight that as a matter of fairness for the diverse interests of East Anchorage, of my community, I stepped up. I applaud the Supreme Court, the Superior Court, for their lawful and specific rulings in favor of fairness and constitutionality. I wanted to have my voice heard today because I think it's important to make sure that at every opportunity to speak to the issues and the interests of our community, we take those chances. So I thank the board for this. But now I urge the board to move expeditiously and effectively in accordance with the guidance provided by the courts. The error was clear. The remedies are also clear. And I also encourage folks to consider the continued costs to the taxpayers and the erosion of the public trust. Fairness and representation in the spirit of the Constitution is on my mind, but I hope that you recognize, board, that we're so close to get to this remedy, we can just get on with restoring the public trust and getting back to the business of representing our interests in our community. Thank you all for the opportunity, and I thank you for all the other folks who have showed up today to continue to speak truth to power and on behalf of the residents of East Anchorage. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, George. We appreciate your time. Coming back to the Anchorage LIO, Bruce Farnsworth, Representative Matt Clayman, Barry Suvo, Chris Constant, Cliff Groh, Celeste Hodge-Groudon is the next order.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify again on this issue. My name is Bruce Farnsworth. I'm here representing myself. I've lived in the same house in the same Eastside neighborhood of Anchorage for 24 years. And I can tell you that the pairings the board adopted and that the court found deeply flawed could only make sense if the goal was to water down the votes of Eastside Anchorage residents. All you have to do is drive the length of Olden from one end to the other to see the socioeconomic similarities and evidence of integration of these neighborhoods. Just drive a block off of Muldoon in either direction and circle back onto Muldoon and do that as you braid your way up the or down the the street, and you'll see that there's not really any big significant change. Yes, there are single-family residences mixed in with multifamily residences, but by and large, this is a working-class neighborhood, very, very different from the Eagle River neighborhood that the flawed Senate adopted Senate pairings, including Eagle River, would create. We go to movies at the Totem. We shop at Cars Muldoon and Fred Meyer on the bar. We gather at the Cabin Tavern. We worship at one of the handful of churches along Muldoon. We recreate at Shawshnut Park. And I can tell you, we never run into anybody from Eagle River at any of those places. I encourage the board to adopt the Melanie Benke map. I don't know that much about all of these other pairings. I know this one quite intimately and well, however, and if the others are as flawed and the solutions as obvious, then it should be easy to just get this done in a timely fashion and stop wasting our time, please.
Thank you, Bruce. Representative Klayman?
Thank you, and thank you for hearing my testimony today, Madam Chair. I'm Representative Matt Klayman, but I'm only testifying on my own behalf today. I want to make just a couple of comments. First is that the trial court was very specific about criticizing the board for not announcing the Senate pairings that were under consideration. I think now what you have before you are two maps that were discussed previously but didn't have much testimony, what we'll call the Melanie Benke map, and then the second map is the one that was adopted. And if those are the only two choices, we know one thing with certainty, which is the one that was adopted is an unconstitutional gerrymander. So you're left with one choice. To the extent the board is considering other choices, I think the court's opinion makes it abundantly clear that the board needs to publicly say what else is being considered, and they need to announce that in a manner in which the public has time to comment on that. And they have to comment on that and do that all in time with the court's order that goes back to the court by April 15. So the window of time to actually propose something different than the Benke map and have public comment on that is indeed quite limited. I think fortunately for the board's process, the house districts are fixed. There's no basis to change any of the house districts in Anchorage because those have been approved. And I note also that the third-party maps had different house districts, so what the third-party maps had for Senate pairings really doesn't help you in the current process. The other thing I would strongly recommend to the board to take a careful look at is the court looked carefully at the affidavit presented by the expert witness, Chase Hensel, who testified on behalf of the East Anchorage plaintiffs. And that's a 20-page affidavit that really does a pretty detailed process of showing how the North Muldoon and South Muldoon are a single community of interest, and how the Eagle River Valley and Eagle River Chugiak are a single community of interest. And so if you start with the pairings, and that, of course, is in the Benke pairings map, it has Eagle River as a single district and North and South Muldoon as a single Senate district, which makes sense. There's only six pairings left, and there's nothing else on the table except the Benke proposal. But I just want to note, as detailed as the Hensel proposal is, There's three things that are actually really noteworthy about Eagle River that reflect the fact that Eagle River really is a single community of interest. The first is that Chugiak Eagle River is the only place in Anchorage in the municipality that has their own volunteer fire department. And as a result of the fire service is treated differently for Chugiak Eagle River than for the rest of Anchorage because of the presence of that volunteer fire department, that reflects their single community of interest. The second is that the municipal parks are managed differently and the funding for them are managed differently in Chugiak Eagle River than for the rest of the municipality. Another factor that shows that Eagle River is a single community of interest. And third, most interestingly, periodically you see these proposals that come up in recent years that Chugiak Eagle River should secede from the municipality. And although those efforts haven't gone anywhere, that's actually another reflection that there's many in Chugiak Eagle River that see them as a very unified community, but as a kind of separate from the rest of Anchorage. So for all those reasons, I think there's only one Senate pairing for Eagle River, and that's a single Senate district, and that's consistent with the court's opinion, the Superior Court opinion confirmed by the Supreme Court. And so I strongly advocate using the Bonnke map, but to the extent this board believes that they want to consider anything else, I think it is abundantly, it's incumbent on this board to publicly announce what the other alternative is and give the public a chance to comment on that before the deadline the court is set to have a proposal back to the court by the 15th of April. And unless the board has questions, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Matt. I'll call you by your first name since you're testifying in an individual capacity today. We appreciate your time. Verity Cerebro?
Hi, good afternoon. For the record, my name is Verity DeSubro, and I'm speaking in a personal capacity today, but have been to several of the redistricting board meetings, and I'm glad to see that this process is happening right now to hopefully quickly correct Senate pairings and move on to the rest of actual democracy. So I am a resident of House District 17, the new House District, and want to make a case just for the pairing of House District 23 and 17. I drive to work every day. In the summer, I walk or bike. It's about a 30-minute walk, 15-minute bike, and I work in District 23. And so when I go to work from my house, there is not a lot of change besides passing the park strip. And those two, to me, are very logical pairings because 49th State and Crush Bistro are on the same street and now in completely different house districts. So I would really recommend pairing those just from my personal experience. And I would also say that what seems most important is that the board act immediately to comply with the court's requirements to minimize confusion. And it's in the public interest to swiftly adopt the map with final Senate pairing so voters can familiarize themselves with their new districts, precincts, voting locations on top of a new election system with ranked choice voting, and an unprecedented special election. So it would be helpful for everyone to resolve this quickly and to do so in a legal way by adopting member Bankey's pairing. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Barry. Christopher Constant, then Cliff Gross.
Good afternoon. My name is Christopher Constant, and I'm here to speak mostly on my personal capacity as a resident and neighbor of the new House District 23, and I'll end on half a moment on a professional capacity as a representative on the Anchorage Assembly. And I'm going to speak like a laser about the District 23 and 17 and District 24 issue that I see. If you look closely at the map, there's a very small residential section on the west southern portion of House District 23. A couple of thousand people live there. And then if you look at the far east southern corner of the same district, which is a tiny neighborhood on Muldoon, you have a few hundred, maybe a little bit more residents. Those are the population that live south and outside of the border of Jaybear. And so those residents are suddenly South Eklutna. The map that has been drafted for the Senate pairings makes them South Chugiak, Eklutna. Powder Ridge is the next residential base, which is at Fred Meyer in Eagle River. That's 20 miles away, half an hour. To get from one end of the southern portion of the district, you have to pass through three House districts and currently three Senate districts to get there. It is a very harmful division to separate the people who have long held they are part of the downtown, or North Anchorage, as we're now calling that district. The North Anchorage district, through our reapportionment process, spans 17, 18, 20, and 23. It's natural because these are where our people live together. They go to Clark Middle School from all across that boundary. So the House districts did actually work out really well for us. But I'm asking you to think about how the very narrow population of individuals in those two corners of that district in any way associate with the folks who live out in the Klutna, Chugach, Eagle River, Powder Ridge. Our neighborhoods are all small lot configuration. They're all on city sewer and water. They all have ARTSA, which is a road district that's citywide. We all pay our bills the same way. We shop in the same places. So my request is that you, like a laser, connect the House District 23 to House District 17. Now I'll speak briefly in my capacity as Assembly Member. I chaired our own reapportionment process that we just went through. And I want to thank you for your hard work at getting these maps right, because as has been testified, and I concur, a vast majority of this work is proven valid and vital and accurate. And so with just a little bit of correction, it can be pulled into constitutional and it can actually meet the needs of the residents of our communities. And so to you, Member Romeo, and to you, Member Bonkey, I say thank you for speaking for the minority population, and I speak of minority and the tiny sliver of people who are somehow now South Klutna, who didn't have a voice except for you spoke for them. And to you, Chair Binkley, I ask for you to be the statesman that we know that you can be and make the right decision that creates harmony across these neighborhoods. That's the decision that we need from you. With that, I thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you very much, Assemblyman. We appreciate your time. Cliff Grow?
Thanks. I'm Cliff Grow. I'm speaking in my personal capacity. I have very little to say. I think that the board has heard some very incisive, well thought out comments this afternoon. I associate myself with them. I particularly want to associate myself with the comments just made by Chris Constant, as well as Kate Brown, Greg Civico. I do think that the board's task at this point is short, simple. That's the big word. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Cliff. Two more testifiers here in Anchorage, and then we do have one more individual that has joined the line. We see Lachlan A. Elizabeth Medicine Crow. She is on the line, but we have two more here in Anchorage. Celeste Hodge Groudon first.
Hello. My name is Celeste Hodge Groudon, and I am the president and CEO of the Alaska Black Caucus. We're a nonprofit organization that champions the lives of Black people and the BIPOC communities in four core areas: health, economics, education, and justice. First, I echo the comments that were shared earlier by Attorney Rich Kirtner, who, as he shared, is the Alaska Black Caucus's co-chair of our Justice Committee. So the Alaska Black Caucus, we don't have permanent friends and we don't have permanent enemies. What we do have, though, is permanent interests. And our main interest is championing the lives of Black and BIPOC communities. At every turn, unfortunately, we have to fight for justice. And as I shared our four core areas, you know, we fight for justice in economics, we fight for justice in education, we fight for justice in health, and we fight for justice in economics. And now, unfortunately, we are fighting for justice and redistricting. It's exhausting, it's tiring, it's old, and it's got to stop. It's time, it's past time to do the right thing, and that is following the court's direction. Not tomorrow, not several days from now, but now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Grauben. Our final testifier in Anchorage is David Dunsmore.
Good Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is David Dunsmore. I'm with Alaskans for Fair Redistricting, and just wanted to briefly walk through some of the Senate hearings. Our coalition met and reviewed the Superior Court and Supreme Court decisions, and having followed through the process, we determined that the pairings proposed by Member Banky are the fairest pairings that address the concerns raised by the Supreme Court, and we believe that the board has the opportunity today to quickly make this change, as well as quickly moving the portions of the Denali Borough and Mat-Su from District 36 to 30, and today can give finality to Alaskans about what their electoral districts are going to be. But just to briefly walk through the pairings that Ms. Banky had made and why we believe they're appropriate. Starting in Eagle River, the pairing of the two Eagle River districts is very logical and keeps those communities. And then moving into East Anchorage, and so those are districts at 22 and 24. Moving into East Anchorage, the record has been clear both in testimony throughout the board process and in the evidence presented in court that the Muldoon area is an integrated community of interest and should be kept together as a Senate district, and that is districts 20 and 21. To the east of that, the Banky pairings would create a second East Anchorage Senate district with 18 and 19, which would keep two Senate districts within East Anchorage rather than dividing East Anchorage between multiple Senate districts. Pairing districts 23 and 17 would keep the historic neighborhoods of Downtown and Government Hill and South Addition all within the same Senate district, and Mr. Constant just spoke quite eloquently about the connections across that district. Pairing district 16 and 14 would keep the neighborhoods of Spinard and Turnagain in the same Senate district. This is an area that often people refer to as Spinard again because it's is often thought of as one community, and this would put them in the same district rather than be divided. Pairing districts 13 and 12 would create a Midtown residential core district, and rather than splitting some of those communities into South Anchorage and some of them into West or East Anchorage. Pairing districts 15 and 10 would keep the South Anchorage flatlands, Southport, Bayshore, Platt, all in one district, and allow the pairing of 10 and 9, which the board had reached consensus on at one point in the process, to keep the hillside all in one district. And thank you for your consideration. We hope the board will take immediate action to have a map that gives Alaskans finality.
Thanks, David. I just have one question, because I think I heard you say 10 twice. Are you advocating for 15 and 10 or 9 and 10?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. I've had so many different versions of these numbers in my head. There would be 15 and 10.
Okay, so then the other?
9 and 11.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate your time today. And finally, to wrap up our public testimony, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Lachlan A. Medicine Crow was on the line from First Alaskans Institute. Can you hear us?
Yes, Ganesh Cheesh, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful. Ganesh Cheesh, Hau'a. My name is Lagunai, Liz Medicine Crow. I am Tlingit and Haida. I come from Kehuan, which is where I'm calling in from today. I'm the president CEO of First Alaskans Institute, and I'm calling to just make a brief comment. I appreciated what I heard Rich Kirtner sharing, as well as Celeste Hodge-Groden, and I wanted to call in to testify today to encourage the redistricting board to follow the court's decision immediately. Don't delay justice. Don't delay the vote.
don't confuse Alaskan voters. The decision has been made, and it's time to follow it. And in terms of the Senate hearings in East Anchorage, I also want to support the Banky pairings that have already been vetted and that do not diminish the population over the deviations that have already been outlined. And it's critical not to delay this process. It's already a lot happening for Alaskans with the special election, with ranked choice voting, and adding redistricting on top of it to delay, confuse, and deny the equity that the court found lacking in the current map is to fail at doing the job that you were entrusted to do for Alaskans. So I called today to ask you to address this today during your meeting and apply the Banky pairing. I also want to say to Melanie Banky and Nicole Borromeo for making a stand. I know it wasn't easy, and I want to thank you and give you gratitude for making that stand for all of Alaska. I thank you for hearing my testimony.
We do have a final caller, it looks like, that's been added online from Eagle River, Susan Frischetti.
Yes, I'm Susan Frischetti. I've lived in Eagle River for 40 years. Since moving to Eagle River, the population has more than doubled and has always been represented by two senators. In the 80s and 90s, we had Rick Halford and Randy Phillips. Randy Phillips represented Muldoon and Eagle River, and it worked fine. He did a great job working for the Muldooners. He attended community council meetings. He supported the schools and the businesses and the people of East Anchorage. In 2000 or so, we were paired with the Hillside all the way to Hope, and it was a geographical nightmare. We had Con Bundy and Kathy Giesel both try to represent Eagle River, but never really connected with what was important to the community out here. Recently, we've gone back to a senator for Eagle River and one for Chugiak, and there's been no complaints. Eagle River is adjacent to J-Bear, and many residents of Chugiak Eagle River are military. So that makes sense for us as well. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. And that concludes our public testimony. We appreciate everyone in the room for their patience and those online too, especially as we dealt with some early It was a mess. But moving on with the agenda here, we are now going to review the Alaska Supreme Court decision. We have the board's attorney, Matt Singer, who is going to come up on screen. There he is, and he'll unmute himself and go over what the court had ruled a week early. Hi, Matt. Can you hear us?
Hello, Chair Borromeo. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, and we can see you, too. Just give Peter 1 second. There he is. He's now you're front and center.
Thank you. What I thought, just so we have a clear record and for members of the public who may not have followed this as closely as others, I'll just provide a brief summary of the litigation phase of the redistricting process that's led us back to together today. So the board adopted its proclamation plan in November. There were 5 lawsuits filed by the constitutional deadline for legal challenges on December 10th. Those lawsuits were filed by the Matanuska-Susitna Borough and Borough Manager, the City of Valdez, City of Skagway, the Chilista Corporation, and several individuals from East Anchorage. The Matt Subaru challenged the population of the Matt Subaru districts and also the combination of Valdez and Matt Sioux communities in District 29. Valdez also challenged District 29 and indicated a preference for a Richardson Highway House District. The city of Skagway indicated a preference to be with downtown Juneau instead of the north end of Juneau. Chalista's lawsuit was primarily about where Hooper Bay and Scammon Bay would be districted and more generally was about representation for the Chalista shareholders and the residents of Southwest Alaska. And the East Anchorage plaintiffs challenged primarily focused on Senate District K. The trial court, there was a very expedited, unusually expedited process. The U.S. Census was delayed this time around, and so instead of finishing this work early in the summer, as we would have had the census been timely, we finished in November, and that left a very compressed time for litigation. The Superior Court, Judge Matthews, was very active in managing the litigation and moving it along in an efficient manner. There was a expedited trial. It began on January 21st and concluded in early February. The trial court issued a 171-page decision on early in the morning on February 16th. The trial court directed the board to redo House Districts 3 and 4 in Southeast Alaska and Senate District K, and otherwise found that the plan was constitutional. There were, four petitions for review to the Supreme Court that were filed later the same week in February. Those were argued to the state Supreme Court on March 18th, and then the Supreme Court issued an order a week later on March 25th. In expedited cases, especially expedited election cases, it's common for the Alaska Supreme Court to issue a preliminary order to give instructions essentially to the litigants, and then it will later, we expect, will write a detailed opinion. So that's what we have at this point. We have a short order from the Supreme Court with basic directions. And then I expect we'll see a more fulsome explanation of its reasoning and analysis once the court has time to write up a full opinion. That could be several months from now. That's not something that we will not have the benefit of that explanation while we act, in the coming week on the task that we have today. The Supreme Court decision. Started in the Southeast. It reversed the trial court and agreed with the board that House Districts 3 and 4 were constitutional, that there's no more work that needs to be done with regard to the Southeast Alaska districts. The Supreme Court also generally ruled against Valdez and Matsu in their appeals, finding that District 29, for example, was compact, contiguous, and socioeconomically integrated, and Valdez could be in a house district with its neighbors to the west in Matsu. The court found that House District 36 is not compact due to the addition of Cantwell and what it called the Cantwell appendage, and so it's specifically directed that the Cantwell appendage should be return to District 30 within the Denali Borough. And that's the only deficiency in the House plan. It's a deficiency that involves about 200 people. And so one of the board's tasks will be, as I'll get into the remand instructions, but one of the board's tasks will be to adjust the boundary of District 36 and District 30 to address where Cantwell is districted. And then finally, the court found what the testimony was before you today. The court found that Senate District K was invalid and violated the Alaska Equal Protection Clause. So that that district as drawn needs to be replaced. And so the Supreme Court remanded the case to the Superior Court for further proceedings. And so that transferred the jurisdiction and dispute away from the Supreme Court and back to the trial court. And then on March 30th, Judge Matthews remanded the matter back to the board. And that's all consistent with the process that's set forth in our Constitution at Article 6, Section 11, which says upon a final judicial decision that a plan is invalid, the matter shall be returned to the board for correction and development of a new plan. So that's, we're here to make corrections at this point. And those corrections are spelled out by Judge Matthews in the remand order. He said consistent with the Supreme Court, what he directed was that the board is to do the following. Remove the Cantwell appendage from District 36, and then address the constitutional deficiency in Senate District K, and then recognizing that those changes will impact, they'll have some ripple effects. Judge Matthews also said the board shall make other changes resulting or related to the Cantwell or Senate District K changes. So, for example, if you take Cantwell out of District 36, you necessarily have to adjust the border of District 30. And so that's what I think the judge meant with his make other changes resulting or related to the, you know, to the other actions. Those are the two specific tasks now before the board, to address Cantwell and replace Senate District K. My recommendation to the board is to specifically invite the public to offer solutions to the Senate District K. I then recommend that the board should present its ideas for solutions in a public meeting to discuss its ideas. After that, the public should get a chance to give feedback about the solutions the board is considering, and then the board should adopt a final plan. As to timing, Judge Matthews directed that the board is to provide the trial court with a status report on its work by February 15th. The judge did not set February 15th as a deadline, but I would encourage the board to treat that as a deadline and to finish this work in advance of February 15th so that on that day we can report to Judge Matthews that the board has finished its task and has adopted a revised final proclamation plan. So I would look at moving this along efficiently to get to a revised plan addressing the two deficiencies that have been identified by the courts. So that's my report. I look forward to working with the board. My understanding is the board will meet at 8 a.m. Monday morning to adopt its process and get going on this, and I look forward to working with each of you. Madam Chair, that concludes my report.
Thank you, Matt. Are there any questions from the board on our attorney's report? Okay, hearing no questions, we have reached the end of our business. Are there any other comments at this point from the board before Monday's meeting? Okay, I see Bethany has...
Madam Chairwoman?
Let's go to Bethany, and then we'll hear Melanie. Bethany.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I apologize. I was not able to unmute myself just now, and I also wanted to go on the record to clearly state that both my audio and my video were turned off by the meeting moderator during the public testimony in an effort to limit the possibility of Zoom bombing by non-participants. So I wanted to make sure that the public understood that was why they're faced and why just now I was waiting, because I didn't have the ability to turn off my own audio or also my video.
Thank you, Bethany. We'll make a note of that just purposes of catching you up, since you were not able to hear the testimony, we did have 29 testifiers.
No, I said here. My audio, I was not able to speak or be seen. Turn off audio video.
Got it. Okay, so you heard everything. We just couldn't see or hear you. Noted.
Correct.
Melanie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to comment on what Matt just said in terms of a suggested process moving forward. My understanding is that we will be discussing that on Monday morning with all members present. Bud had suggested something, but he's not here. So I'd appreciate if we not talk about process really until Monday, because no decisions have been made by the board in terms of what the process going forward is going to be. So I'd like the public to be aware that Monday morning is when we are scheduled to discuss the process going forward. I also want to let you know that the people on Zoom weren't able to hear the first folks who testified. The first person that I was able to hear testify was Luke Hopkins. So, Peter, if you could summarize in writing the people who testified before Luke quickly and email that to me, I would appreciate it, because I want to make sure that everybody was heard by me and that I have the public's input. I want to thank the public for showing up in force today.
Yes, Madam. That was my problem.
Okay.
So two things. We are going to have this meeting transcribed by Pacific Rim Transcribing, so we will have not just a summary but a full write-up of everything that was testified in writing. And we'll get that as quick as they can get it to us. So we'll have everything in writing for anyone who's interested, and we'll, of course, post that to the website as well.
Okay, thank you. If there are no other comments from the board, I want to remind the public of our schedule going forward. The redistricting board will meet Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesday at 10 a.m., Wednesday at 10 a.m. More meetings, I'm sure, will be scheduled after our Monday meeting, but that's when we're going to be, as Melanie was talking about, deciding on what our process is going forward. And I want to echo the sentiments of the board and our staff that we do appreciate the public's participation, and we expect this to be a very engaged process as we get the ball over the goal line, so to speak. I'm going to turn the chairing back over to John at this point as the chairman to close us out, if he's still on. Is he still on?
Yeah, he said he was, but I don't know if he can unmute himself.
It looks like John may be having some difficulty coming off of mute, so I'm going to go ahead on his behalf and adjourn the Alaska Redistricting Board meeting at 3:42.
Good afternoon.
Goodbye.
Your host is exiting the conference.